And Matt Bevin is back with a lot of goings on in the United States of America.
Yes, indeed, Fran. Look, the big news overnight is that the US Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by 0.5%. It's the first unscheduled emergency rate cut since 2008 and the biggest one-time cut since then. The new benchmark interest rate is a range of between 1 and 1.25%. The Fed was expected to cut rates. That expectation drove stocks higher yesterday on Wall Street, but the size of this cut is a surprise. The reason, of course, is the COVID-19 coronavirus and the concern of a global economic slowdown as the virus spreads. Last week, the US President Donald Trump was demanding that the Federal Reserve cut rates to deal with this crisis.
This is something I think they should have done even beyond this and before this, because other countries that are not as nearly as prime, with the greatest in the world, it's our currency, everything, we have everything. We should have the lowest interest rates. We don't have the lowest interest rates. Our Fed rate is higher. You look at Germany, you look at Japan, you look at other countries. They have, many of them have negative rates.
But one of the things that caused the market panic last week, according to experts, appears to be the president himself to a certain extent. In his public appearances, he's repeatedly made statements that do not align with the views of his scientific advisers. For one thing, the president has been saying since the crisis began that it's not a particularly big deal and that panic is being fueled by his political opponents to harm him.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus, you know that, right? Coronavirus. And this is their new hoax.
The acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, backed the president on that at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
The reason you're paying so much attention to it today is that they think this is going to be what brings down the president. That's what this is all about. I got a note today from a reporter saying, what are you going to do today to calm the markets? And I'm like, really, what I might do today to calm the markets is tell people to turn their televisions off for 24 hours.
Yesterday, the president held a meeting with pharmaceutical companies and asked about their progress with creating a vaccine for the coronavirus. They and his scientific advisors said again that it was at least a year to a year and a half away, a vaccine. The president proposed trying the flu vaccine on the coronavirus to see if that would work.
But the same vaccine could not work. You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
No. Probably not.
Probably not.
Over the weekend, it became clear that to help the economy, the Federal Reserve was going to consider a rate cut. Former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh, who was on the board during the recovery from the financial crisis of 2008, said a quarter point cut was what was needed.
The Fed will be successful here. I'm not doubting them. And believe me, we made plenty of mistakes early in our crisis. So if this thing manifests itself in an ugly way, my instinct would be that Chairman Powell needs to reach out to his counterparts around the world and buy some time. That's what a quarter point could do. I think the sooner they cut, the better.
The cut ended up being bigger than a quarter of a percentage point. It was a whole half.
We've come to the view now that it is time for us to act in support of the economy. And once you reach that decision, we decided to go ahead.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell there. CNBC commentator Jim Cramer says that's an indication that the Fed is very worried.
Well, it just shows me that they're very, very concerned, obviously. They must see that we're about to have a serious slowdown, and they want to take action ahead of that, which is very responsible. But it's also a sign that those who felt that this was not a serious situation, that it could really not slow the economy, are just dead wrong. But I'm now nervous. I'm more nervous than I was before.
The president, though, says that the Fed didn't cut enough.
The Federal Reserve cut rates today, finally. 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 Do it more. Do it a little bit more. So I'd like to see our Fed lead instead of being led.
After the rally on Wall Street yesterday, Fran, it appears that stocks are going down again. As of 6:51 Sydney time, the Dow Jones is down 2.8%. That's a pretty big drop considering the recovery yesterday. It doesn't wipe out all of yesterday's gains, about half of them. But yes, an interesting day on Wall Street. And as the day goes on, Fran, the day in America is just going to get more interesting because it's Super Tuesday.
Indeed. Matt, thanks very much. Later. Good on you, Matt. Thank you.